Okay, people, listen up. Here we go. My name's Ed Newcomer. I'm the host of Nature's Secret Service, the podcast that puts you in the room with the men and women of wildlife law enforcement. This is a quick bonus episode. I've got Special Agent Marie Palladini with me, who had a 29-year career with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as a criminal investigator, who is now retired, but a professor at California State University. She's been on our show before. But just briefly, there are so many stories from Marie's career. I just wanted to talk about one or two of them that are pretty good and pretty funny. So thanks for being back, Marie.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure, Ed. Thank you for having me again.
It's always fun to talk, isn't it?
It sure is.
So we worked together in Los Angeles as agents. I worked for you. And one of the funniest stories that I recall from our experiences together, I'm just going to tell you how I characterize it in my head, and I want you to tell the story. You were the supervisor, but you were still working an investigation on a reptile trafficker named Bobby Jin. And I want you to tell us about the day the pregnant lady got in the car chase.
Okay.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do. So we were doing a surveillance in Los Angeles. We were following Bobby Jin, who was our primary target, who was actually smuggling Indian star tortoises, a very valuable commodity.
When you say surveillance, you're talking about this is like a rolling surveillance and a stationary surveillance, which means you got vehicles involved and then you move to a location and then you watch him and then you move again, right?
Thank you. Exactly. And good clarification.
How many agents are typically, at that time, our office was fully staffed. So we probably had six or seven agents?
Six or seven. Yeah. Vehicles.
Yes.
Driving. Some vehicles had two people in them. As a matter of fact.
We all have radios. We're communicating.
We're on the 10 freeway where the target is driving 80 miles an hour.
or more.
And we're trying to follow him and cross lanes and get off exits and communicate with each other. And I am in one vehicle and Special Agent Aaron Dean is with me.
I think she was with you.
She was with me.
Yeah.
She was a new agent as well.
Yeah.
She was in the vehicle with me and she was very pregnant.
she was on like her last week where she was authorized to still be working, right?
Yeah,
and carrying a gun.
We were cutting it close that she was on this very, very intense, fast-paced, violate every possible motor vehicle law you could in California on the 10 freeway. And we started on a different freeway, but we were ending up on the 10, and then we were on, I forget which one, and we were going to exit, and we were going very, very fast. And the boss at the time was not me.
Oh.
The boss at the time was Larry Farrington.
Oh, okay.
And Larry Farrington got on the radio and said, I think we're calling this off because we were going so fast and it was very dangerous. And I was very intent on not calling it off. But Aaron Dean was with me and she was very pregnant. And that's when we said, you know what, we're going to have to stop because we'll let the guy get off the freeway and we will get him eventually, which we did. The other team probably went and followed him. But to this day, Special Agent Aaron Dean, who's now retired as well, reminds all of us of how we were going way beyond the speed limit, and she was very pregnant, and who knows what could have happened. It was funny afterwards, but at the time, it was probably pretty dangerous.
I was involved in that, and I do remember, yeah, we were hitting some high speeds on the 10. I mean, I think pushing 100 a couple times. Yeah, that guy drove like a madman.
Yes.
And he lived out in Diamond Bar.
Yes.
Which, if you don't know Los Angeles, that he was going between West LA and Diamond Bar. That's like 50 miles or 40 miles. That's a long way.
Yes.
It's a long way to be driving close to 100 miles an hour. Yeah. That was crazy. And I do remember the traffic over the radio and hearing all the voices. And I could tell you wanted to keep going. I was down for it.
And, you know, I think Aaron Dean wanted to keep
going.
But it was kind of scary for her, too. I mean,
sure.
She had to make that call as well. But Larry made it for her.
Yeah.
So Larry Farrington, the boss.
Oh, okay. I thought you were the boss then. But that's right. It was Larry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Aaron is still carrying her gun. But I think she was on like that last week where you're authorized to still carry a weapon and be pregnant.
Yeah. Well, see, that's a good example of Larry Farrington maybe being a better head than I at the time, because I just wanted to keep going.
Yeah, I'm sure. I wonder if her oldest daughter knows that she was involved in a high-speed
I hope she
surveillance.
Does.
I hope she does, too.
I think she does, yeah.
I just wanted to tell that story because I think, you know, it's so indicative of the crazy things that can happen when you work in law enforcement, especially in a big urban environment. Yeah. And it was dangerous, probably, but it sure is fun to reminisce about.
It was. And, you know, we were lucky no one got hurt, and we did end up catching the guy.
We did end up catching Bobby Jin, and we're going to have you back and talk to about the Bobby Jin case in detail, because there's lots of good stories that go along with that case.
I'd love to. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for being here. That brings us to the end of this short bonus episode. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Nature's Secret Service is written and produced by me, Ed Newcomer, and is co-produced by the DHTV team here at California State University, Dominguez Hills. Follow us on social media and connect with us online at naturessecretservice.com.